I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In Aubrey Beardsley's lithograph, Isolde, a young girl in a wide-brimmed hat bends her head to drink from a chalice. Her long dress flows behind her, extending beyond the edges of the image. Light gray contour lines accent the sash around her waist and the ruffles at the hem. Her hat is decorated with large white flowers. Under it, her black hair spills down her back. The background is mostly blank, despite the block of vibrant orange that crosses the top half of the image. In the lower right, Isolde, the girl's name, is inscribed in capital letters. The palette of the image is limited, and the forms are simplified. Beardsley uses the orange background to bring attention to the action that the girl is about to take. Drinking from the chalice will have irrevocable consequences. Isolde is a character from Tristan and Isolde, a 19th century opera composed by Richard Wagner. In the story, the medieval knight Tristan kills Isolde's fiancé. Isolde discovers the wounded Tristan and heals him. After she discovers the truth, she asks him to leave. He later returns to force her to marry his uncle, King Marka, so that he can win fame in his court. Desperate for revenge and escape, Isolde attempts to poison herself and Tristan. Her maid, however, replaces the poison with a love potion. Beardsley shows the moment before Isolde drinks the potion that will bind her and Tristan together until death. Beardsley was an avid fan of Wagner, and this print was an opportunity for him to interpret the work of one of his idols. We'd like to thank Ball State student Delilah Bell for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.